Hi everyone. Welcome to Guillotine Podcast. Today, incredible guest. I'm so happy to have John DiBella today, strawweight world kickboxing champion at ONE Championship. He's from Montreal. He's Italian. He's Canadian. He's also a New Yorker, but he's a great kickboxer. I'm so happy to have John today. How are you doing, John?
Hey man, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing excellent, obviously. I had the chance to meet you last Sunday. Did you have a good time watching the fights at Silver Tooth Promotions K1 Gala at Olympia?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was a good night of fights on Sunday for K1 amateur, the highest level of amateur in Quebec and Canada. So yeah, I had a good time watching good fights on Sunday.
This year has been kind of a roller coaster for you. You, a couple of weeks after your signature with Groupe Yvon Michel for boxing, Chatry had some rough words towards you, kind of hot threats regarding your title, etc. How did you feel about that? And how did your team manage to switch the focus back to matchmaking, which can be challenging with ONE Championship, and getting you a title defense? How did you leave those weeks?
Oh yeah, those was obviously like it was a bit of a roller coaster last year. This year was a bit of a weird year, going back and forth from boxing to kickboxing. But you know, I think everything we did, like my team, me and my dad, we did everything good on a good level. We focused. We had a meeting with Chatry. Me, my father, and Chatry. We had a meeting in New York City. We met face to face, and he explained to us like what was our new deal gonna be, and it just turned out to be good, and everything we all forgot about the past, everything. But like media, the social media blows words into proportion. Obviously, it makes it a bit. Some media press did a few things that were not said, and we moved on, and everything was good. Everything is good now.
Obviously, what we want is see you fight and defend your title. That's what matters at the end of the day. So here, after winning your belt, you finally get your first defense fight, and you dominate for 5 rounds. Excellent kickboxing. You displayed that already. But after a year, it was like, I think, important that you display your skills again. There was a lot of praise coming from the fans, from the community. Do you feel that you get the respect you deserved after this great performance coming from both from the fans and from your employer, ONE Championship?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like this time I got like my full respect, and everybody was happy for my win. And I can't wait for the next one.
For reference, you declared to South China Morning Post, "I want to be the top pound-for-pound kickboxer."
Yeah.
That's a big statement, because it's quite the objective, considering that ONE kickboxing roster is probably like the best in the world. Let's say like kickboxing and Muay Thai. It's probably the best one in the world right now. And 2023 has been like insane for ONE Championship when it came to kickboxing and Muay Thai. How do you plan on reaching this like crazy objective?
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. Definitely not going to be easy. The kickboxing roster is like the best in the world. All the best kickboxers are in ONE Championship. No doubt. All the best strikers are in ONE Championship. No doubt. We have all the best strikers in the world. That's why like I knew going into ONE, I was going to face the best right away. And that's what happened. I went for the title right away. So how do I plan on being pound for pound? I just got to be consistent, winning every fight spectacularly. And my next goal is to continue winning and to continue defending and having the most title defenses in ONE Championship. You know what I mean? And continue winning. I know I'm one of the youngest champions in ONE Championship. So, especially in the kickboxing, so I just got to win and keep winning.
So you're just 27 years old, but you already reached like championship level since you got your belt, and you defended your belt once, which is like very important, I imagine, for a champion.
Yeah.
How do you see your future in the organization? Do you want to keep on, like you just said, you want to defend your belt as long as possible? But again, as I said, like this organization is very special. It has like the best roster in the world. Would you entertain the idea of getting super fights? with guys maybe fighting in different weight categories or different disciplines like Muay Thai, obviously. Would you be open to this?
Yeah, for sure. I'll be open to doing a Muay Thai fight, and I'll be open to maybe eventually going up in a division, because I know like a superstardom, because I know this. Look, I don't know if you saw the announcement yesterday of Rotang and Takaru.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep this one for the end.
It's gonna be crazy. So like, there's different levels of superstardom. So maybe eventually, I walk around like at 125. So I don't have to really cut weight. So it's gonna be hard for me to go up on the weight class. But hopefully I'll start gaining my weight slowly. It's hard, very hard. But yeah, I gotta just keep winning and defending my titles. And then eventually I'll try a Muay Thai fight. Maybe they do special rules boxing with the MMA gloves. They do something like that. They do that a few times. So yeah, there's always options, man.
I was about to ask, like, would you fight with 4 ounces gloves? Do you train with them already? Actually, yeah. That's more than I'm interested in.
Okay, I don't, like, I haven't been, like, I don't train with them on a regular basis, but I train with them like once in a while. I'll train with them in MMA gloves. Yeah.
On your first championship title, you fought in the cage. On your second one, you fought in the ring. But you're more of a kickboxer and a boxer. Which environment do you prefer? I think I have the answer, but I want your opinion about it, because it's harder to cut angles, etc., in the cage. But like, what do you prefer, actually?
I don't mind. I don't mind both, honestly. I don't mind both. I actually felt comfortable in the cage. It was my first time fighting in a cage when I won for the title, and I felt actually really comfortable. Open mat. I like open mat, so I don't mind. I didn't really feel like there was a back to a wall. I was putting pressure, so I didn't really feel like I was in any defense. So yeah, I don't really feel it that much. I actually like the cage. I don't mind it. Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen that Chatri has like big plans for 2024 with like events like worldwide, basically.
Yeah.
Not only just the US and Europe, but also Tokyo, Japan, etc. We just had the announcement. Again, we'll talk about it at the end of this interview. But since you're binational, let's put it that way, where would be your dream spot to fight at? And anything's possible. MSG, yeah. Tokyo Dome, yeah. Whichever you want. Which one would you choose?
If I had to really dream big, it would be in the Colosseum in Rome. In the Colosseum. I think Madison Square Garden would be my favorite, because I fought there 5 times in my pro career in the theater, and I want to do it with one championship in the big room. That'll be a dream of mine for sure.
Prajan Chai versus Joseph Lasiri at One Friday Fights 46. Would you like to fight the winner? And if so, which one would you prefer to fight? And what are your thoughts on this bout? Who do you think is gonna win, etc.?
Yeah, so I think they're both coming for my kickboxing title, because they're fighting for the Muay Thai title, but they're both coming for my kickboxing title. So they're both on the list to fight for me, and I would fight whoever. They're both exciting fights for me. I would like to fight the winner, of course. I think Lasiri is more interested in doing the kickboxing, but Prak and Chai already fought kickboxing. So, they're all both on the list to fight me, so I'll fight both of them, I don't mind.
Does your team have any lead right now? Any fight news coming up? Do you have anything?
Well, we'll find out soon. Nothing really is set yet, but we'll find out soon. I think, I don't know if you saw the fight with Zhang Peimian and Rui Botello.
Nope.
It was in the last, I believe it was the last Amazon card, on the Prime card. It was, they were the winner was going to fight me. So, but Rui Botello beat Zhang Peimian by split decision. But Rui he has a little minor injury, so we might be waiting for him. Whatever one has planned, we're waiting. We're waiting. Whatever one has planned, we're ready to go.
Do you prefer me? Obviously, there's going to be a lot of events next year, and we don't have like the full calendar, and we don't have the full idea of what's coming up. But so far, one said there's going to be like a crazy card in Japan, and we already have the crazy matchup. So Do you prefer to fight on cards that are multidisciplinary, like the Fight Nights, you know, the cards with kickboxing, Muay Thai, MMA, and grappling? Or would you rather fight on a card that is actually focused on Muay Thai and kickboxing, like a Friday fight, or so like maybe another one?
I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind either. For sure, probably on the prime. I'll be on the prime cards because it's a title fight. But it doesn't matter. You know, there's three title fights on the Friday fights. But since I'm probably I'm from North America, they will probably put me on a prime card. So I don't mind. I don't mind fighting on the big cards. I would like to fight on the big cards. You know.
Yeah.
Especially being from North America, it makes sense to put me on the prime.
It's time for fun question. I know this format has been used a lot, but I didn't get all the answers I wanted from you. You're gonna
Okay.
have two choices, and there's traps, obviously, and you're gonna make people angry as well, depending on
Boy.
what you answer. But you have two choices, all right? I'll give you two choices, you choose. So pizza, Napoletana or Romana?
Napolitana.
Bagels. Watch out for this one, huh? Bagels. Montreal or New York?
I would say Montreal.
All right.
I learned my lesson last time. Montreal.
Okay. City. Montreal or New York City?
Oof.
I'm not gonna get mad about this one. I love both. Go ahead.
New York. New York City.
Neighborhood. Neighborhood. Brooklyn or Saint-Léonard?
Brooklyn.
Island. Sicily or Sardinia?
Oof. Sicily.
Sport, boxing or kickboxing?
Kickboxing.
And retirement spot, where are you gonna live? Europe or North America?
Probably both. Both. I'll go back and forth.
Oh man, that sounds like a dream. All right, and the last question, obviously, I kept the big one for the last question. You've heard the news, Takeru versus Roteng, it's happening. What are your thoughts on this one? Who do you think is gonna take it? How excited are you about it? It's gonna be five rounds, non-title
Title
fight,
fight.
but at the end of the day, we don't care, honestly, because like this fight is amazing. What are your thoughts about this one?
I think the winner fights Superleg. That's why it's a non-title fight, because Superleg owns the title. But this fight is crazy, man. I don't know. I think Takaru is gonna win because he's more naturally a kickboxer. But man, you don't know with Rotang. He could show up guns blazing. He can show up anytime, so you never know, you know. But yeah, I think Takaru could win. I think Takaru is gonna be the winner, but you never know. Like, I think, like, if Rotang depends if Rotang shows up, you know. Yeah, but I'm very excited. This is a fight everybody should be watching. I wish I was on the card, because Tokyo is another dream of mine to fight in.
Of
Tokyo will
course.
be another fight, dream of mine to fight in. But yeah, it's I'm definitely gonna be watching.
I'm sure one has some plans for you for 2024. They're working hard on matchmaking. I wish you the
Definitely.
best to you and to your team, and I'll talk to you very soon. Do you have anything to add, something you want to promote? The floor is yours. Go ahead, man.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. And that's it, man. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. See you soon, man.
See
Have a
you
good
soon, man.
one.
Thank you. Thank you too, man.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.